Welcome to episode 160, which is a girl take the lead soundbite. And a soundbite is a shorter episode, which may build on a topic we've covered before, like our episode today, or quick inspiration. And I'm your host, Theo Kenny. In our previous episode 159, we spoke with Irene Sim about the ego and the role it played in leadership. But I wanted to dig in a bit more and had what may be a basic question. What is the ego, and what are the current thought leaders in the field saying? So I did some research and found some insights I thought you might find interesting, and I'll have the links for all of the sources I used in the show notes. Freud, often considered the father of psychoanalysis, delves deeply into human psyche, including the study of emotions and the ego. His concepts such as id, ego, and superego, as well as his theories on defense mechanisms, greatly influence psychology and our understanding of emotions. I'm going to reference the textbook I used in my consumer behavior marketing class at San Jose State University because it has some classic definitions that I think could be helpful. Id is the component of psychoanalytic theory that focuses on pleasure-seeking motives and immediate gratification. The focus is to minimize pain. Superego works against the id by motivating behavior that matches the expectations and norms of society. And the ego attempts to balance the struggle between the id and the superego. That's why we often see images of the id represented as the devil, the superego as the angel, and you in between trying to decide which to follow and trying to find balance. I found a great article called Id, Ego, and Superego, Understanding Freud's Theory on the Explore Psychology website, and it offered us the following understanding of the impact of the id, ego, and superego on therapy. It said the concept of the id, ego, and superego is still relevant in modern psychology and therapy, although it has been expanded and modified over time. Today, many therapists use psychodynamic approaches that draw on Freudian concepts, including the id, ego, and superego, to help individuals better understand their thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. One way that the id, ego, and superego concept is applied in modern therapy is by exploring unconscious conflicts and unresolved emotions and contribute to psychological distress. For example, a therapist may help a client uncover and process past traumas impacting their current behavior and emotions. By understanding these conflicts, therapists can work with to develop more effective coping strategies. Another way in which the concept is applied is by helping individuals develop a stronger sense of self-awareness and self-reflection. By examining their own thoughts and behaviors, individuals can learn to understand better the motivations and desires that are driving them. In doing so, they can develop a more balanced and integrated sense of self. The article also had this to say about what happens when the id, ego, and superego conflict. It can lead to psychological distress and maladaptive behavior. For example, if the id is dominant and the ego and superego are weak, an individual may engage in impulsive and self-destructive behavior without considering the consequences of the impact on others. This can lead to problems such as addiction, reckless behavior, and criminal activity. On the other hand, if the superego is dominant and the id is weak, an individual may be overly rigid and self-controlled. This can result in suppressing natural desires and impulses in favor of strict adherence to moral and ethical values. When this happens, people may experience problems such as anxiety, depression, and a lack of spontaneity and enjoyment in life. So when the ego is unable to balance the demands of the id and the superego effectively, it can lead us to feelings of guilt, anxiety, and confusion. This can manifest in symptoms such as compulsive behavior, obsessions, and phobias. Maybe overeating like it was in my life. This gets us to the question of how ego and emotions relate. And who is better to talk to about that than Brené Brown? Here's what she had to say in her book, Rising Strong, The Reckoning, The Rumble, The Revolution. It's just such a great title. Quote, bouncing hurt. Our ego is the part of us that cares about our status and what people think, about always being better than and always being right. I think of my ego as my inner hustler. It's always telling me to compare, prove, please, perfect, outperform, and compete. Our inner hustlers have very little tolerance for discomfort or self-reflection. The ego doesn't own stories or want to write new endings. It denies emotion and hates curiosity. Instead, the ego uses stories as armor and alibis. The ego has a shame-based fear of being ordinary, which is how I define narcissism. The ego says, quote, feelings are for losers and weaklings. Avoiding truth and vulnerability are critical parts of the hustle. Like all good hustlers, our egos employ crews of ruffians in case we don't comply with their demands. Anger, blame, and avoidance are the ego's bouncers. When we get too close to recognizing an experience as an emotional one, these three spring into action. It's much easier to say, I don't give a damn, than it is to say, I'm hurt. The ego likes blaming, finding fault, making excuses, inflicting payback, and lashing out, all of which are ultimate forms of self-protection. The ego is also a fan of avoidance, assuring the offender that we're fine, pretending that it doesn't matter, and we're impervious. We adopt a pose of indifference or stoicism, or we deflect with humor and cynicism, like whatever, who cares? We did an episode a while ago on the book, Emotional Intelligence, Why It Can Matter More Than IQ by Daniel Goleman, where we explored that emotional intelligence was understanding and managing one's own emotions, as well as recognizing and responding to the emotions of others. Goldman stated that self-awareness, a key component of emotional intelligence, involves recognizing our own emotional patterns and how they influence our thoughts and feelings. I find that in addition to talking to someone about them, writing is often the best course of action that I can take so I can put a name to the emotion. Recently, I had to write about what I was feeling about something, and then I could see it. Jealousy popped up big time. And it was almost a relief to see it because I could question it and then ask myself, is it really true? We also discussed in that episode the importance of empathy and interpersonal skills in developing emotional intelligence, which can involve setting aside one's own ego and being attuned to the experiences and the emotions of others. Oh, so good.
Oh, yeah.
One last thing. Perhaps the good news. When it comes to our id, ego, and superego, they can be developed or changed over time through various experiences and life's events. For example, as we age and gain more life experience, greater self-control and ability to delay gratification, we can be more effective in regulating our id's impulses. But it also goes that traumatic experiences or a major life event can disrupt that balance anytime. So on that note, we'll end our episode today. Hopefully it helped connect some of the dots for you and help you see that becoming aware of our emotions, we can better understand ourselves and what might be out of balance. Thanks. Thank you for listening today, and we sure hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please leave a comment wherever you listen to your podcast. Tell a friend about us or Join our public Facebook group, Girl Take the Lead, or visit our website, girltaketheleadpod.com. We also have a YouTube channel where your subscription would be appreciated. Once you're on YouTube, search at Girl Take the Lead. And we've recently expanded into YouTube Music, where you can see video of this episode. Our next episode will feature our Gen Z guest, Hannah McDonald Daneker. I just love it when the Gen Z energy is in the house. Hannah is an author, sought after public speaker, and partner in sales and marketing manager at the Better Together group of companies. She also has a podcast, Workish. We had a great time talking about her book, Staffing Trends, and career advice for all of us. Please join us again. And thanks for being here, and talk to you soon. Bye.